This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Dominique Strauss-Kahn spent another night in jail on Rikers Island last night in New York City. But as early as today, the former head of the International Monetary Fund could leave. Yesterday, a New York judge set bail at $1 million cash and a $5 million insurance bond. Defense attorney William Taylor expects his client to be released on bail and confined to a New York apartment.
It's a great relief to the family to be able to have him with them. We look forward to continuing the defense of this case. We'll be back in court on June the 6th.
At the same time in Washington, the search has begun for a new IMF managing director. NPR's John Itzty reports.
After Dominique Strauss-Kahn resigned on Wednesday, John Lipsky, the number two man at the fund, was named acting managing director by the IMF's executive board. One of Lipsky's first public acts was to take Strauss-Kahn's place, delivering a lecture on the global economy last night in Washington. Lipsky said he deeply regretted the circumstances that had brought him to the podium, but he said the IMF would continue to be effective because of its competent and dedicated staff.
I am completely confident that the institution will be able to fulfill all its obligations, responsibilities, and roles fully in such time as transpires until a new managing director is named.
The IMF's executive board meets today to work out the details of the selection process. One issue is whether the managing director's office will once again be occupied by a European. That's been the case since the IMF was founded, a fact that has rankled emerging market nations like China, South Korea, and Brazil. The IMF's membership has recently agreed that the office should not be the sole domain of one region. Lipsky said last night that means a selection process that is open, transparent, and merit-based.
Hopefully that open means open. Hopefully open doesn't mean open to some.
But European leaders like Angela Merkel of Germany have argued that it makes sense to appoint another European to head the global lender and financial watchdog because of Europe's ongoing debt crisis. The names of a number of candidates from emerging market countries have been floated in recent days, but the immediate frontrunner appears to be French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde. Speaking to reporters after his speech, Lipsky called Lagarde a very talented and capable leader. But he said what's encouraging is that so many of the potential candidates are high-quality individuals with a proven track record. Lipsky indicated it will likely be months before a new permanent managing director is in place. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.